Chapter 9. Problems for Charles Darnay. Charles Darnay travelled to Paris in secret and was shocked to see how France had changed. The roads were bad and there were many delays. Men with guns stopped him at every turn. At first, he wasn't worried. The peasants would respect him. After all, he had given up his aristocratic title to lead the life of an ordinary man in England. However, before he got to the city, there was trouble. Three armed soldiers stopped him. "Emigrant," one said, "where are you going?" Charles replied, "I want to go to Paris." "You are an aristocrat, so you must have an escort," the soldier said. The escort was Monsieur Defarge. Together, they rode on horses through the rain. Charles was still not really worried. But when they came to the town of Beauvais, the peasants shouted, "Down with the emigrant! Down with the traitor!" When they finally got to Paris, Defarge took Charles to a prison. People were lying on the floor, waiting to be sentenced. A guard turned to Defarge and said, "Is this Evremond?" "Yes," Defarge said. "This is him." "Show me your papers, Evremond," the guard said.
"I will," Charles said, "but I am called Darnay now."
"You are sentenced to prison at La Force," the guard said.
"To prison? What for?" Charles exclaimed. "I haven't done anything."
"We have got new laws, Evremond," the guard said. "Things have changed since you were here. You are an aristocrat, and your family were cruel and oppressive."
"Yes, they were," answered Charles. "But I wasn't like them. I gave up my title and left the country."
But nobody was listening.
"Why are they doing this?" Charles asked. "Am I going to be sentenced without a trial? Won't I have a chance to defend myself?"
"Others have been in worse prisons," Defarge said coldly.
"But I didn't put them there," Charles said. "Can't you help me? Won't you at least tell Mr. Lorry of Tellson's Bank that I'm here?"
Defarge laughed. "I will do nothing for you, aristocrat. My obligation is to France only." Charles Darnay was thrown into a tiny cell with one chair and a straw mattress. He thought of his poor father-in-law, jailed for 18 years. Would this be his destiny too? Or would they kill him for no reason at all? Tellson's Bank in Saint-Germain in Paris was very different from Tellson's Bank in London. In the courtyard, there was a giant grindstone where the revolutionaries sharpened their knives and swords.
"Thank God nobody I care about is in this dangerous city," said Mr. Lorry. "I will not stay here long."
Suddenly, the door opened and Lucy Manette and her father entered his office.
"What is this?" Mr. Lorry cried. "What are you doing here in Paris?"
Lucy was pale.
"My husband has been here for a few days. Our friends, Monsieur and Madame Defarge, told us he had been thrown into prison," she cried. "But he's innocent."
"It's horrible," Dr. Manette added. "But I am a hero here, because I was in the Bastille prison for 18 years. The people are not against me, so maybe I can help Charles."
"Which prison is he in?" Lorry asked.
"La Force," Lucy said.
Just then, a group of revolutionaries filled the courtyard. Two men turned the grindstone. Others brought out their weapons, and they began to sharpen the blades.
"Don't look at them," Lorry said. "They will only frighten you." "No," the doctor said. I will talk to them. I will ask them to free Charles.
The doctor went outside and joined the peasants. He explained who he was and about his long years of imprisonment. In minutes, the crowd was following him to La Force prison, chanting, "Save the Evremonde prisoner! Free the Evremonde prisoner!" Lucy and Mr. Lorry waited in the bank all night for the doctor to return. They watched through the window until the morning sun shone its red light on the courtyard. But Dr. Manette did not return. It was not so easy for him to convince the revolutionaries controlling the prison to release Charles. Mr. Lorry put Lucy in an apartment in the safest neighbourhood he could find, and soon Miss Pross and little Lucy joined her. He also asked Jerry Cruncher to guard them. One day they had a visit from Monsieur and Madame Defarge and their friend, the Vengeance.
"Do you remember us, Mr. Lorry?" Monsieur Defarge asked.
"Yes," Lorry said. "You own the wine shop in Saint-Antoine. I brought Lucy to see her father at your house. Have you got a message from Dr. Manette?"
"Yes, we have," Monsieur Defarge said, and handed them a note.
It said, "Charles is safe, but I cannot leave yet. Please take this message to his wife, Dr. Alexander Manette." Lucy was very worried.
"Please make sure my husband is safe in prison," she whispered.
Madame Defarge said,
"Your aristocratic husband is not why I am here. I am here because Dr. Manette is your father. He suffered from the evil regime just like we did."
"Yes, but my husband is also innocent," Lucy said. "Please think of me as a wife and a mother."
Madame Defarge looked coldly at Lucy. Then she turned to the Vengeance and said,
"Have we seen wives and mothers who suffered more than her? Have we seen women and children suffering from poverty, hunger, sickness, and misery?"
"We have seen nothing else," the Vengeance said.
And then Madame Defarge said,
"The suffering of one more woman means very little to me, especially the wife of an aristocrat."